And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are literally speaking about fire and stuff. But we are speaking... yes. We are speaking about the Iranian attacks to the Iranian attacks to Israel and what people are basically saying about it. We're also going to share a bit of our own opinion about the situation. Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, obviously this thing's been going on for a long time, and from Bible times. Iran and Israel were living, you know, in relative peace. That's, you know, through the Roman Empire and all sorts of things. And the Iranians used to have a king. title was the Shah of Iran. And the Shah of Iran was overthrown in 1979 when the Islamic mullahs took over. They first of all had the help of the communists and all sorts of other people across Iran. As they overthrew the rule of the Shah, and when they took over, they then wiped the communists out, and because you can't work with Muslims, they're gonna wipe you out afterwards, unless you change to Islam, and so they've ruled Iran with an iron fist since 1979, and very soon thereafter, in the 1980s, Iran started threatening Israel. They created Hezbollah in Lebanon. As a terrorist organization to bring in Shia Islam there and bring about the downfall of Israel. And so that's been going on for a long time. There was a president, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, Ahmadinejad, and he spoke about that Israel needs to be wiped off the face of the map. And then what happened was that now recently Israel has attacked Iran, saying that Iran's about to, you know, successfully create nuclear weapons. Whether they have them or not, well, if they have them, they haven't used them yet. And so Israel started attacking Iran. There was a period of time where Iran was firing missiles back. And, all I can say is that up until this point of recording the show, that Iran doesn't look as powerful as what many have been making it out to be. And obviously we're going to be discussing this, because the likes of Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, I can't remember her name now, the black lady, she's sort of like a conservative black commentator, but all of them, I can't believe I've forgotten her name now, but all of them are saying that, that they're actually siding with Iran, saying that Israel's the aggressors and stuff like that, and we're going to discuss our view on that. Obviously, there are other people that are happy that Israel's attacking Iran. We're going to give our view on that, and yeah, we'll take it from there.
It's going to be a hot show, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok,
Apple Podcast, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word.
Active FM, radio has never been better.
So I'm going to be reading from an article by CBN, and the title of this article is Trump Calls for Iran's unconditional surrender, Ayatollah's response, the battle begins. So I'm going to read some parts of it and just get Pastor Gavin's thoughts on these. And yeah, so that's what we're going to do. So it says here, Jerusalem, Israel, the U.S. military may join Israel's strikes against Iran's nuclear program, and the main target would be Tehran's key enrichment plant. President Trump is reportedly considering that option, as he also called for Iran's unconditional surrender. In response, Iran's supreme leader said, "The battle begins." The president met with his national security team to discuss Iran, and speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Two U.S. officials told Axios, which is also another publication, that Netanyahu and the Israeli defense establishment believe Trump will likely get involved in the war in the days ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
Going to war with Iran, I'd imagine that's that's quite a powerful adversary. And I keep hearing, you know, over and over again that the Iranian regime is about to collapse. I'm still, you know, waiting for the actual collapse, because about to collapse, you know, that would be like in a day or two for me.
Yeah.
So a week later, you're still hearing that they're about to collapse. Then, so be it. But it hasn't happened yet. And obviously, there's a lot of danger. I mean, if Iran does have nuclear weapons, then, there could be serious challenges and things like that. And Israel obviously attacked, and Iran has attacked through Hezbollah and organizations like that. And so you've got people like Nick Fuentes and even Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, you know, all berating Israel over this and say they're playing with nuclear war. I saw Alex Jones at the beginning of the week talking about Pakistan. They threatening to go to war with Iran, you know, and all sorts of stuff like that. But the thing that I can't help looking at is the fact that these guys that are talking do not actually understand Islam. And if you don't understand Islam, then you don't understand the history of the Middle East. And that's very, very important to understand right now. All right? You cannot understand the Middle East without understanding Islam. And the word Islam means to subjugate, to submit, to conquer. And that is the history of Islam from the time of Muhammad. There's another guy from South Africa, Desmond Bernardo, and he's saying that this is part of the Rothschilds' efforts. You know, they want to divide everyone so that they can bring about a one-world government. But the thing that Desmond Bernardo, doesn't say is that the battle between Islam and other peoples did not begin with the Rothschilds. Right? It began with Muhammad in the 600s. And in fact, there was large conquests that took place already by the 700s. So within 100 years of his death, large parts of the Middle East were under Islamic control, and large parts of North Africa. And then from there, they went into Europe. And I mean, Spain was occupied by Islamists for about 800 years until the late 1400s.
Yeah.
That's when they finally, you know, got rid of the, the Muslims. And in fact, the Spanish Inquisitions, and, if you look into the history, the Spanish Inquisitions actually took place to test if people were claiming to be Christians, but they were faking it, because, you know, in Islam, there is all the whole concept of tahiyya, where they can lie to the infidel in order to be able to get an advantage for Islam. Mm. And so the Spanish Inquisition was about investigating people's lives who were claiming to be Christians and making sure that they're not Muslims behind the scenes. Because at the end of the day, if they left the Muslims, then it would be like a Trojan horse, and that's actually why the Spanish Inquisition started. Now, I'm not in any way defending the Spanish Inquisition. A lot of the brutality that went on, and I think it went on a bit further than what it might have, but that was the heart of why it started. And so a significant part of Europe was actually overrun by Islam, And that's why even in parts of Eastern Europe, you still got large Islamic populations today because of the fact that they were overrun by Islam. And if you also look the Middle East, a lot of those areas in Turkey, in Syria, modern-day Syria, these were Christian areas.
Mm.
When Muhammad was born, these were all Christian areas. And now they talk about them as if they're Islamic areas. But why are they Islamic areas? I mean, a lot of our Christian history actually comes out of places like Syria.
Mm.
And if you look at the many of the churches that many of the letters of the New Testament were written to, they're in modern-day Turkey, which is now 99% Islamic, and where churches were taken over by the Muslims and converted into mosques. We see major attacks happening on Egypt, which used to be a Christian nation as well. And now only about 10% of the Egyptian population are Christian, and today they're burning churches. Today they're persecuting Christians. And in the north of Nigeria, everyone throws around this word genocide, but in the north of Nigeria, Muslims are killing Christians. And the stat that I've heard, it's one Christian is being murdered for their faith by Muslims every 2 hours in Nigeria.
Sure.
So you cannot look at this war without looking at that fact about what is the real ideology behind Islam. And to look at the real ideology, you've actually got to look at what their book says.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That is very true. And we've spoken about a lot of different topics here at the Political Show. And this is one of them. You can go find some of the shows that we've done on when the Israel conflict started and stuff. We actually did shows. We did a whole series about what Islam stands for and the whole purpose of Islam and why we don't stand with this whole thing.
We're not going to stand with Iran.
Yeah, we're not going to stand with Iran. Yeah. We stand with Israel and stuff. So it continues here and it says that President Trump...
So we're not saying that Israel's is good.
We're not. Listen to the show. You actually hear our opinions and things like that. We're not saying that Israel is perfect in how they would dealing with things and how they're dealing with things and stuff like that. But when we look as Christians, when we look at what Islam stands for and the whole main thing of Islam and what their holy books say and all of these things, we can't stand with
I'm going to stand against the Muslims when there's a war. It just took place now recently between India and Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you've got to understand Islamic ideology.
Mm.
And when these battles break out, it's when someone stands up and starts firing back.
Yeah.
Because time and time again, they're actually the ones that fire the first shots.
Yes.
And even in this battle with Israel, I mean, why is Israel able to handle all these missiles from Iran?
Mm.
Because they've been going through it for 20, 25 years. Literally. It's not a new thing. And before the Iranian-backed terrorists were doing it, the PLO was doing it, mm-hmm, from Lebanon.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, you can't look at this in a vacuum without looking at all the other things that are going on.
Yeah. And then it continues and it says, President Trump warned Ayatollah, we know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but he is safe there. We are not going to take him out, at least not now.
He sounds like Julius.
In brackets, they have their kill when they say take him out.
Yeah.
And says, however, the president warned our patience is wearing thin. And while visiting the site of an Iranian attack on a civilian neighborhood, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz warned Kemani not to end up like Iraqi
Khomeini.
Not to end up like Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, who was ultimately executed. And this, quoting what he said, he says, if you continue to commit acts of war and launch missiles at civilian population in Israel, your fate will be exactly like that of the dictator in the neighboring country to Iran, whose end is well known.
Yeah, at the time, that's, he's talking about the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, you know, I was pro that war, and I'm going to say I fell for the propaganda of chemical weapons and all that sort of stuff. But I've changed my tune now, and I don't see things, you know, the way I used to with the Middle East. The reality is that when they kicked Saddam Hussein out, Christians were relatively safe under Saddam Hussein, and that the Christian church has been obliterated in Iraq since that took Saddam Hussein out.
Yeah.
The same in Syria. Under Assad, everyone says he's so evil, but the Christians were safe. So I have a very different view. I rate these Middle Eastern nations by how safe the Christians were.
Mm.
And under Assad, they were relatively safe. In fact, the safest place for a Christian to be in the Middle East, other than Israel, was Syria, under Assad. Now, with the new Islamic leadership there, it's a totally different story.
Mm.
So when we're talking about this, please understand, I'm not okay with the fact that they've dethroned the Syrian regime. Lebanon needs to be freed from the Islamic control, because the Lebanese Christians are being murdered hand over fist there by Muslims. That's been going on for a long time. Mm. You talk about a genocide. There's been far more of a genocide there than in the Palestinian territories, and things like that. And so looking at that, though, so when Trump's for that, the whole Iraqi thing, now I disagree with him, because Iraq was fighting these boys.
Mm.
You know, America, in fact, used Iraq to fight Iran.
Yeah. So
I don't know if you know that, in the 1980s.
What?
America was supporting Iraq in a war against Iran.
Mm.
I didn't
know that.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah. I started watching a lot of documentaries on these things. So I'm going to start watching the documentary on the whole thing that happened with Osama bin Laden. And then also in the list I have the thing that happened with Saddam Hussein, and stuff. And I think it would be nice to watch it understanding a different view of things now, and stuff. And then lastly,
I used to think Saddam Hussein was for so damn insane. Yeah, but I
you know, the weird thing, my grandfather looked like Saddam Hussein.
<Is it? laughs> Okay.
So I have two uncles.
Yeah.
I have two uncles who
look like Saddam Hussein.
Who have the
Yeah.
It's very funny.
No, but I mean the church was far more prolific in Iraq.
Yeah.
While Saddam Hussein was in charge. So I don't look at these things through political eyes anymore. I look at it at how do these leaders affect the church?
Mm.
All right. And so I do have a concern now with Iran. So if they take out the leadership there,
it's going to
there's far worse countries for the church than Iran.
That's
and
true.
Iran's a bad country for the church, okay? It persecutes the church. But there's far worse countries like Somalia.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia is far worse for Christians than Iran.
It is. I mean,
yet we find with Saudi Arabia.
Question mark.
Yeah, so Trump, I've got that question for you.
Question mark over there. And I think I'm going to end with this, with the whole thing that you mentioned about the nuclear war, and how do we as South Africa fall into that?
Into nuclear war?
Yes, and Iran.
Well,
specifically.
What my prayer is that we won't be as stupid as we were when we took Israel to the International Court of Justice.
Yeah.
Okay, just stay out of it. ANC, Ramaphosa, please just stay out of it. It's not our battle.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm suggesting South Africans stay out of this.
Mm.
Because I'm not sure how America and Israel are going to get out of this situation without it being one incredible mess. Mm. But at the same time, I'm not sure how Iran is going to get out of this thing without it being one serious mess.
Yeah.
So, you know, and looking at what happened to Hezbollah in Lebanon, they seem to have been seriously neutralized.
Mm.
But now the challenge is you've still got this Islamic ideology there. And the guys that have taken over in that power vacuum are worse, in my view, than what Hezbollah were.
Yeah.
The guys who are ruling Syria now. And they're not just attacking the Christians in Syria, they're attacking the Jews. So, you know, I'm not going... Like South Africans who say that if the ANC gets removed from power, all our problems will be solved. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that removing the Ayatollahs and all of that in Iran is going to solve all the problems. It very much depends on who takes over.
Yeah.
And looking at America's track record when things like this happen and they execute regime change, I haven't yet seen a scenario where it ends up with a better government. It ends up, the country goes and becomes more like Somalia than what it was before. Same's happened in Libya.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the Coptic Christians, the 21 Coptic Christians' heads were cut off by ISIS, was in Libya.
Yeah, yeah. And in Isaiah 54, verse 17, it says, "But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. The benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken."
So what's important to understand there, you know, if you look at these many wars that seem to be going on in the world now, you look at Russia, Ukraine, you look at this one that's starting now with Israel and the USA and Iran. You look at what happened in Syria. You look at Iraq. You look at Libya. Even you look at the so-called Arab Spring that was ushering in this wonderful new era in Egypt that Barack Obama and the CIA supported. You know, all I see is devastation. I see people dying. I see family losing sons and people being blown up in their houses, you know, and things like that. Nothing good ever comes out of that. And you're never going to win the spiritual battle with material weapons, no matter how powerful those weapons are and no matter how powerful you might think that your nation is. At the end of the day, the battle belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
And our fight is not against flesh and blood,
yeah,
but against principalities and powers of this dark age.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the devil, the demons, and the fallen angels, they want wars like this.
Yeah.
They want families to be torn apart by bombs like this. And so I'm calling on you, get the gospel out there, preach the gospel wherever you go. You know, that's what you've really got to do. And just the challenge that I have, you know, so I could still support a war like this if I trusted the guys they're fighting.
Yeah.
The guys that Iran is fighting, yeah. I'm not sure I trust them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying, I've looked at the other wars. I've looked at Libya. Libya's a shambles today. Okay, but they said Muammar Gaddafi was the problem. So, yeah, get to the Lord. Pray. If you're in Iran or in Israel, get on your knees and pray. And ask the power of God just to take over there.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been a very interesting show. Let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms or comment down below what your thoughts are. And let's get chatting and stuff. I'm your girl Cynthia right here on The Political Show on Active FM. Radio has never been better, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we've had
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.